Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk. Excuse me. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 6/2/2023. Oh, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. Utah School District removing the Bible from the libraries because of a parent complaint. You go to the capital of the United States and you have a youth choir singing the national anthem when the Capitol Police, those Capitol Police, charged in to stop the youth choir, saying that's an unlawful form of protest to sing the national anthem in the national capital. Call your congressman right now. Call your congressman, your U.S. senator. You tell him to stop this crap and to stop it now. Because I will tell you what, that would be the last thing. If you cannot sing the national anthem inside the Capitol, a visiting youth choir, okay, in the rotunda, the Hall of Statues, singing a national anthem and then SWAT team by the Capitol Police. Well, let me tell you what, horse hockey. And then I'll say something else. If they're removing the Bible in a Utah school district, well, excuse me, you know. Somebody needs to call the governor of Utah. Somebody needs to call their state representatives in Utah. And even if you're not in Utah, somebody needs to call them and tell them to stop this crap. Maybe we should have transgender hookah-dookah dances in downtown Salt Lake. Maybe we should have them in all the state capitals and have all of the different things. And just like, oh, well, of course, you know, it doesn't transfer to a different religion. You remember the video tape from a couple of years ago in Rome? And it could be the Southern Baptist, too, you see. For those who know what I'm talking about, I'm not going to explain it all that much. But in Rome, there's this auditorium out behind the Vatican somewhere there, which has in the back, if you're on stage and you're the Pope, and you look out at the back of the hall, is like a figures of the architecture that form into a hooded like cobra or a snake. And then you remember the video there where he has the hookah-dookah circus performers doing hookah-dookah dances. And hunch a bunch and right in front of him in his face as he smiles. I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, the only thing that you can trust in is Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Because all the others, with few exceptions, have no longer been able to contain any kind of righteousness. As a matter of fact, they've gone apparently, allegedly, the other way. So I'm going to tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. You ask him. And if you've not repented, repent to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And he'll wash you clean. He'll start to wash you clean. But if you got a lot of dust on your old windows, you got a lot of dirt and grime on the windows of your soul, you see. It might take him a little bit, just like if there was an old factory building that had an inch of grime and dirt and dust on all the old big windows. Then if you started to wash it and you're using newspaper or cloths or Windex or whatever, or soap and water, it takes you about 3 or 4 times to wash all that grime off. And then it's like, whoa, whoa. Lord Jesus will clean you up. Lord Jesus will wash you clean. And if you're sincere and you ask him to come into your heart and you repent, say, Lord, this is the stuff I've done. This is the things I've done. And whoa, Lord Jesus, can you save me? Come into my heart. Then you're going to have some action. You're going to start to see it. Oh, now this, I'm looking at Steve Quayle's site here right now. I was looking at the hot headlines. Ford wants to let cars repossess themselves if drivers miss payments. Oh, I guess we can just forego all the court proceedings and all the stuff. Now, I guess I wonder if you borrow from your local bank and you're missing a payment, will Ford then partner up with the local bank or the local finance company to get a piece of the action if their Ford car then, you know, repossesses itself? I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to say this. This is what I'm going to read to you. This is, Lord, give me a scripture to read. This is chapter 5 of Lamentations. Remember, O Lord, what has come upon us. Consider and behold our reproach. Our inheritance is turned to strangers, our houses to aliens. We are orphans and fatherless. Our mothers are as widows. We have drunken our water for money. Our wood is sold unto us. Our necks are under persecution. We labor and have no rest. We have given the hand to the Egyptians and to the Assyrians to be satisfied with bread. Our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities, and servants have ruled over us. There is none that doth deliver us out of their hand. We get our bread with the peril of our lives because of the sword of the wilderness. Our skin was black like an oven because of the terrible famine. They ravished the women in Zion and the maids in the cities of Judah. And princes are hanged up by their hand. The faces of elders were not honored. They took the young men to grind, and the children fell under the wood. The elders have ceased from the gate, the young men from their music. The joy of our heart is ceased. Our dance is turned into mourning, and the crown is fallen from our head. Woe unto us that we have sinned, for this our heart is faint. For these things our eyes are dim because of the mountain of Zion, which is desolate. The foxes walk upon it. Thou, O Lord, remainest forever, thy throne from generation to generation. Wherefore dost thou forget us forever and forsake us so long time? Turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned and renew our days as of old. But thou hast utterly rejected us. Thou art very wroth against us. Our Father in heaven is wroth against us, let me tell you. The stink of what's going on this planet is going up to his nostrils, let me tell you. But I'll tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And all, I watched TV today a little bit, and I watched it, you know, last night and this morning and all the stuff. And all these expert pundits are coming on talking about, Chinese tourists and we've got to watch out for them. Well, how many years are you going to have to worry about that crap? I've been telling you about it since 2004. 19 years. Screaming out the top of my lungs. I actually, after a while, I remember after I was in the hospital for quite a time and was in a diabetic coma. You remember all of that? I came back. I was nicer, wasn't I? I came back with a nice, mellow tone. But I've now since gone back to yelling and hooting and hollering, because it's just getting to be a bit much. Oh, I'll tell you what. The other thing I want to talk about, they're talking about this AI drone thing, where you got Tucker Cinco Hamilton, I believe is his last name, the F-35 pilot, who's the AI researcher or whatever, and he's at this Congress or conference in London, and he's talking about the deal where a drone actually goes and removes or takes out his human controller, because this drone is given points or given attaboys or attadrones for taking out these missile silos or whatever, these missile things. But the human is supposed to be the last word of whether he does or not. And this is the story is that allegedly this human operator tells the drone not to take out those missiles. The drone turns on him because he says that his program says that he's supposed to take out missile silos or take out missile batteries, and he gets points for doing that, and that anything that blocks him from doing his job, he needs to take that out because that precludes him from doing it. Then now after he said that in London, then they have to come back. Oh, no. U.S. Air Force official says he misspoke about drones killing humans. Well, let me tell you what. You know, at Roswell, there wasn't two or three crafts that crashed. There was more than one, by the way, with the aliens in them. And that was outside of Roswell where the fighting 509, the nuclear missile or the nuclear bomber squadron, which is now out in Missouri at Knob Noster, Whiteman Air Force Base, where the B-2s fly. And incidentally, they need to put somebody down there. As you go south from Knob Noster, there's an area where you could get off the road and sit up in the thing there, and they need to put somebody in a little command bunker, a little command post back there to watch with the night vision and what have you. That's just a tip for Whiteman. I'm not advocating anybody do anything, and nor do I want it, because I want the B-2s to fly. I want the B-2s to be strong as heck and be able to go where they want. But there are security problems at all of these things. We've lost our way. And a Chinese sabos or Russian Spetsnaz saboteurs or somebody with a man pad, you know, missile type thing could sit right there. And because I've driven by when a B-2 flies over in the middle of the night, as I used to travel on the road, I would go down that road that's not right on up there, but south of where the flyway is. Just a tip. They ought to put somebody back there with a 50 caliber machine gun and good night and thermal vision. If they see anybody down there, gets out of a car or something with a man pad or whatever, or comes walking up the hill to do something, then you ought to just go, you know, do a burst transmission to the saboteurs. We're behind the eight ball. We're behind the game, you see. But be that as it may, Roswell didn't have craft that crashed. It was only a weather balloon, right? Oh, this AI story about a drone killing the human. Well, that's misspoken. That's just a thought experiment, okay? Well, I beg to question, but it could be very well that old Cinco told the truth, you know? And now it's being told, just like Jesse Marcel, you know, to keep his mouth shut and look up and smile at the general or the colonel or whatever and hold the piece of weather balloon, you know, when that isn't what it was. Ladies and gentlemen, this country is at a point where we've gone over the edge. We're on the downhill curve. You know, the bell curve we always used to talk about, and we hoped that we'd score well on the bell curve. All right, in school, but the bell curve, we're on the other side going downhill and going downhill fast. And old Red China Joe is going to talk to you tonight, tell you what a good uniter he is and how they've saved America, saved democracy, soul of democracy from default and on the loan, you see. I will tell you this. Matthew 25 tells you what to do, and you better have the lamp oil and the extra wicks and the extra globe and the whole nine yards to keep your lighting, to keep your food, to purify your water, to put ammunition into your firearm so that you may defend your family, defend your home, defend your place of business, defend your ranch, your farm, whatever, from those that will come to take what you have, to take your life, to take your children, to take your wife, or in many cases, the women are the tough ones, to take your husband, who's hunting his birdie, you know, or eagle out there with his golf club, and not one that has a night vision scope on it, or, you know, loophole Vari-X or something on it. No, no, no. He's just wanting to get that below par. And there's nothing wrong with golf. But the last time I really played golf for serious was when I was younger, much, much younger. And I threw a club one time and it landed in a, some of you may have had this experience. It landed up in a big evergreen. And then I said, well, shoot, I'll have to throw another one up there to get it. So I throw another one up there to get the other one down. Both of them were stuck. At that point, I think I was 19 years old. I got in the golf cart and I drove out. I said, that's it. Not playing again. Anyway, that's a side issue. I can still hit the irons pretty good. And I can hit out of a sand trap real well, but I don't play anymore. I haven't played in years. So anyway, I don't know what to tell you other than that rapidly on the basis of your lists. And your list have to be a large comprehensive list of food items, of medical supplies, of firearms, ammunition, the stuff to use to clean your rifle, to clean your shotgun, to clean your pistol or revolver. All of the different things that you need for that. The nuclear, biological, chemical gear, or as they say these days, Seabird. All right. Nuclear, biological, chemical gear, a military grade gas mask with the good military grade full nuclear biological chemical filter. And if you had an extra one of those for each of your masks in your family, then you would be pretty good and well done. There are youth masks and there are masks for babies. They're what they call a baby ranger, a positive pressure system for the baby. They developed those years ago. They've been in use for years. All right. Put the baby underneath it. You're holding the baby in your arms. You put it underneath the thing. And it's got a positive pressure system that keeps anything from going under the shield over the baby. You have those for dogs, for cats, possibly for horses if you can get one, because you could do a room or a stall could be done that way as well. You could take your family room and do a positive pressure system. If you're in an expedient shelter erected in your basement or your garage, you can take the HEPA filters, the HEPA filter high-end vacuums, and you can reverse the flow of them and you can push in. You can use them to have a positive pressure system with filtration inside of your small little shelter in the basement. I can't tell you exactly how to do it, but you can read up on it and there are places to tell you how to do it. But if you want to learn about that kind of stuff, there's several places to go. No Such Thing as Doomsday book, Philip Hogue, No Such Thing as Doomsday, has an extensive section on radiation and biological, stuff to filter out. And then isn't that what we're looking at again? We've talked about this for years. You remember Brother Quail? Years and you're almost 25, 30 years ago, he's talking about, it's been close to 30, to be honest with you. When Shirinkyo put the chemical weapon or whatever, the biochemical weapon in the subways in Tokyo. And Quayle had predicted that stuff, a month before, that something would happen like that. And by George, it did. And old Art Bell had him on back then. Breathe No Evil was what Steve was talking about in those days. And we're still talking about it because the WHO and all these WHO, the World Health Organization or the World Hell Organization. and their number two woman is talking about the next pandemic and how we need to have a drill to practice for it before the end of this year. And then what will it be? It probably is going to be, as we said, when they had our brother radio guy up in the Flathead up there in Montana had the big production. I think it was back in, 205 or maybe 206 or something like that, 207. I don't remember the exact year, but it was about when we were having on TV, they were talking about how the swine flu would combine with the bird flu. Remember all of that? And that people were dying. We need to get a vaccine and we're going to have a pandemic and all these things. And then the brother up there had the big conference up in the Flathead up there. And on the radio show, and I remember Brother Quayle did an hour. I did an hour. And then we didn't go to it because I don't go always and travel to places, because when I've been to places in the past, all I could see, half of the people attending, not half, but a large number, I used to go to the Mid-American Constitutional Convention. And I remember one that Terry Reed put on. It was down at the Precious Moments down there in Central Missouri. I forget the town, but at the time is on that area there. And then all I can remember is these guys walking around. It was like where you had bookstores and, you know, books and all that. They'd have the speakers and all the things. And all these people would come up to you and say, where do we really get the, you know, the good stuff? Or do you want to buy a machine gun? All these federal dickweeds, excuse my French, you know? So I don't go to that stuff all the time. I wouldn't say I've never gone to it. Sometimes I've gone and just been incognito, been in the background. But Steve didn't go, and I didn't go up there to that conference. And at the time, it's too far for me to go, and I didn't have the money to fly out to go to do it. So we did an hour on that thing, and we tried to preclude or prevent this release of this pandemic stuff that they were trying to sell to the public. Now they're trying to sell it again, okay? Because they really enjoyed having you locked down. They also are enjoying the vast number of people who have died in the process of dying, not so much from COVID, but from the vaccine itself, allegedly, the mRNA vaccine. And as they twix in between and flash the electromagnetic signals from the 5G, the 6G, or the 10G, whatever it is, or if they do it by satellite-directed generation of scalar frequencies to impact the neurophysiological template. However it's being done, there it's being done, all right? And I'll tell you what, they hate God, they hate Lord Jesus. I'll tell you, you talk about what I talk about or Steve Quayle talks about, and you mention the word Lord Jesus in there, that's when they throw you off. That's when they knock you off the Skype or knock you off of this or that. Brother Quayle was on his home radio setup one time when he lived up closer to the mountains there. And he had a big, nice view out his window. And he was there with the radio, his radio console and all that. You remember that his T1 line got knocked out? And the thing was so violent and so much force came on his T1 line, it came and blew up his console. Some of you weren't listening back in those days, but believe me, that's powerful stuff. I went through from like 204 to when Steve put me on the air after having me on as a guest, put me on one night a week, and then later on I took on the two nights a week that Steve ended up doing. He used to do the five, but he just got to where he wanted to do other movies and videos and do other things, get involved in the archaeological projects and the digs, and then to go on as guests on other places and to have some time. So then he turned it over to me because he said, old Hawk kind of understands most all of the things I talk about, and gave me the two nights of the week. Well, here I still am. I'm here 19 years later. And thanks to Brother Quayle, who made it okay for me back then, you know, more than 20 years ago, more than 25 years ago, to return and to come back to Lord Jesus. and to ask him for his forgiveness and that Jesus would come into my heart to be my Savior. And I just about have to do that every week because Jesus didn't pick a sissy, didn't pick old milk toast. All right. Anyway, enough about that. This FBI source is real, and I guess they're gonna go look at the document, but I guess that old Ray Ray, you know, the head of the FBI, Ray Ray, W-R-A-Y, W-R-A-Y, from Saranac Lake. And he used to have the $900 poofy hairdo, but now he's toned that down a little bit. But I bet old Bodie still has the good gelled up Malibu Bodie hair. And they say that they're opening up every hour a counterintelligence case on the Red Chinese. Well, why don't you go and do something about them? I'll tell something that's true. Somebody at one point in time tried to recruit me, not the FBI, but I mean the bad boys, you know? Because I discovered that what they were up to, I overheard them in a restaurant or in a bar talking, and this years ago, talking about stuff. And I figured, well, these guys are spooks. These guys are CIA or somebody. Well, it wasn't long after going through a lot of baloney and, you know, and them running different people past me and sitting next to me at the bar and, you know, and this and that and questioning me and listening in, you know, doing all this kind of, then one guy comes to me, the one that I knew the best, and he says, would you like to go to work for possibly so-and-so? And I said, well, let me ask you this question straight off. I said, if you allow me and give me the ability and the means and the sanction to take out every Red Chinese spy in the United States and to kill him deader than a doornail, then I might be willing to consider it for an each time payment of X. And the guy said, I don't think they'll allow you to do that. I said, well, then I ain't going to join your crap because you guys ain't doing Jack Doodley. So anyway, that's a true story. Of course, they would disavow any of that and say, well, that's all baloney. But it's all satire anyway, isn't it? Isn't it all satire and allegedly and this and that-ly, you know? There's power in the blood of Jesus, and we got to stand up to protect good against the evil. We got to stand in the gap against the evil. We got to stand up for the Lord Jesus, our Father in heaven, against Lucifer and his evil minions, and they're coming at you out of Jesus, and we got to stand up to protect good against the evil. We got to stand in the gap against the evil. We got to stand up for the Lord Jesus, our Father in heaven, against Lucifer and his evil minions, and they're coming at you by the droves, and most of you don't even know it. You go to church, and half the people in your church, and then a lot of them are going to be in the front pews, are from the Black Legion, you see? The Dark Awakening to try to take over. So you'd better pay attention to Jesus and our Father in heaven and pray to them. And that's another thing. This AI, oh, well, AI is so smart and all this. Well, you know what you could do? You can say, Lord Jesus, let's do it. I'm going to do it right now. Lord Jesus, will you come to everybody listening out there tonight? Lord, will you grant them exceptional discernment? Will you grant them increased IQ and increased intelligence and increased ability to read the signs and to look at all of the information they take in to understand and quickly reach the conclusions that are righteous and that are true and that are can be understood, so they might protect their families, so they might stand in the gap against evil and to do thy will and our Father's and heaven's will. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. You see, you can pray for increased intelligence and understanding and ability to piece things together and all of that. You can say, Lord, Lord, give me the ability to overwhelm the AI when it comes the time and they come for me to do something to me or my family. Give me the power to figure them out and to be a step ahead of the AI and to shut off their electrical intelligence. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Do you see how that you can be a warrior for the Lord to protect yourself, your family, your business, whatever it is you got, against all evil? And that how he can proof you up. You can say, Lord, make me a strong and physical fighter. Lord Jesus, give me the skills to wage war against thine enemies, to strike blows against those who are against you. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Because you see, we're closer to the end of this thing, the end of the Lucifer and all his people, when they're going to get real nasty and mean. They're going to start trying to kill bushel loads of people on this planet. It's already started. So I'm not going to go into their night without a fight, you know. I'm not going to go into the Luciferian crap without a fight. Believe you not. It is not worth your while to try to go under into, knuckle under into, I'll hide inside of it and I'll do something. No, you better stand against it. You better put on the full armor of God, the full armor of God, and then put on your PASGAT or your Mitch helmet and your level 4 body armor, your elbow pads, your shin pads, and whatever it is you got. If you don't do nothing else, you can tape big phone books around your chest and your body. It might do a little something, might turn around of something. You can even get a steel pot. You go down to the old Army Navy store, the old surplus store, get you a World War II or Vietnam steel pot with a helmet liner. That might turn something, might turn shrapnel away, might, you know, something explosion or whatever. But I would say this. You're going to see those drones and those planes and all this stuff come at us. Brother Evenson told you about yard farming. That was the words they used. They're going to do yard farming. They're going to go into areas where they feel there is resistance to their new world order or their World Economic Forum or their Bilderberg or their Luciferian scumbag piece of crap world. All right? If you're against that, you're for Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. They want to kill you, you see. And they were talking about places of heavy resistance. Might be in certain areas of the country or certain parts of each state. And they would do yard farming and just blow the crap out of everybody in an area. You want to know what I understand and I've thought about for years. You know, there's always a shortage, it seems like, in the Smoky Mountains. Lady J has told us for years about all the shortages and different things and how she also tries to get everybody up there in the Blue Ridge and in the Smokies to can, and started a whole ring of people canning that she started out just from her word of mouth. But she always talks about how this is, they're missing this in this grocery store and that grocery store. And she goes to Tennessee and Virginia and North Carolina and all these different places along the mountains there. And this one doesn't have this, and this one doesn't have that. And then this one says, well, the truck's supposed to come in, but the trucks haven't come in for 2 weeks in a row, all right, on meat, things like that. She's talked about that, and I've reiterated that to you on air for years. I think it's partially because they feel that in the mountains, I mean, when you got the Mars Hill gang and all kind of people down in there from all the way up the Appalachians into the Alleghenies and all that kind of stuff who are ready to fight, all right? They think that that's an area, you see, that they need to contain. That's why they put so many Russians, you know, into Tennessee where they're the waiters down south, you know. Oh, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, where they burnt the hillsides back a few years ago. Remember that? they think there's going to be resistance in the mountains, and they would be right. Lake Junaluska boys, all the different ones up and down the line, Mars Hill, Lake Junaluska, you know, on through to Piedmont, Hickory, all different kind of places up and through there. So I'm telling you, there's other parts that you see these things. You see it in other parts of the country that are associated with, let's just say, people who are hunters and fishermen and target shooters and are Second Amendment rights people and First Amendment rights, Bill of Rights type proponents. And you always see high proximities of people. Remember, Jade Helm operations. Remember how down there, you know, what was it, a Bastrop or one of those things, New Braunfels or whatever, I think wherever it was, maybe Bastrop, in that county where they had old Judge had to bring on, because they had so much resistance in the community to the Jade Helm people being in there and them wearing, you know, moving around the communities and doing all kind of, you know, secret stuff to spy on people and going up on people's ranches and cutting across the no trespassing signs and ending up in the arroyo next to the house. And then the guy would come out with the gun and they would say, well, what are you doing out here? Well, we're from the government. We're just a drug. So get the hell off my property, you see. Old Judge. Yeah, what was his name? Judge Pape. Pape was the guy's name, P-A-P-E. And old Judge Pape had to bring on the people who were involved in Jade Helm, you know, the top special ops guy and then some kind of a political guy and the colonel or the general or whatever. And the one guy I remember hearing him say, because it was on tape, it was on the video, we know what kind of shirts people in North Carolina wear. We're just trying to find out what kind of shirts that people in Texas wear. So they can infiltrate you, you see? And that was a big deal. Well, then, do you think they've stopped any of that? Or at, you know, North Carolina, Camp Lejeune, where they had the entire Marine Corps fan out, and they had kids on Stingray bicycles, or whatever they call them, mountain bikes, as the spies, and they were paying these kids spy money to go out and spy and to tell people where you were at or this or that or the other if they saw anything, and they moved through all those little bitty towns. Or all the helicopter drills they've had in the big cities where the Blackhawks and the little birds fly and fly, 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 and then they always have an old industrial site where they do live fire drills and blow crap up. Do you really think they're practicing for over there, over there? No, they ain't. They're practicing for right here, right here. Now, I'm going to tell you what. I always like to, you know, give credit where credit's due. Old Bass Pro and Cabela's, I think, are having a big, you know, sale for Father's Day. And I just happened, they sent the flyers out in the mail for the advertisements. And I saw one here that was a pretty good price, okay? And if somebody needs a handgun, this one is by Taurus. Taurus is a good made and very affordable. GX4 micro-compact semi-auto pistol. Price after rebate only $279.99. And what it does, it's 9mm. And it comes with two 11-round magazines. And has the short a little bit over three inch barrel. So it's a small one, but it's got 11 round 9mm magazines. And you got an extra one to load up. So that means you got one in the pipe, you got 23, don't you? $279.95. They got the $50 rebate. You can do it. It's for celebrating Father's Day. It's at Bass Pro. And then I'll tell you, there's other things there too. Here's none that if you like Smith & Wesson, M&P, you get a 380 Shield Easy semi-auto. It's got an 8-round mag, 380 ACP, automatic Colt pistol, and available with or without a thumb safety, $374.98. So that's a pretty good little price, okay? There's other things here. Here you got a pump action shotgun, $249. And then the other thing I want to just call your attention to, because this is good for, oh, just practice and what have you. On another page, it's page 16 of the current thing they sent out. There's all kind of good buys on knives. I mean, good survival knives, tactical knives, all kind of stuff. And then here's a good thing right here. You've got a pro combo kit made by SOG brand, and you got a knife, a hatchet, a fold-up metal military shovel, trifold, and a machete for $49.97. The pro combo kit, machete, trifold military shovel, which you can sharpen the edges of that. You can fight the Spetsnaz shovel to shovel. A hatchet, and then a fighting knife for $49.97. Or you can just get a Sogfari machete for $14.99. Sogfari. There are also real good prices on throwing kits. My old buddy Mickey Lapua could throw one of them Tommy Hawks pretty doggone good. He could throw it clear across a warehouse room and stick it in the wall, you know. Old Mickey, if you're listening, you better get that Tommy Hawk out and sharpen the end of it. But they got Tommy Hawk and throwing knives, all kind of stuff. And don't forget the sleeping bags. You got good sleeping bags in here and the same advertisements for $79, all right? And they're nice sleeping bags. So, therefore, there you go. Rifles, nothing in there really other than a Henry 22 long rifle lever action. But you can go to your local gun store, go to the local gun store and buy something while you still can. If everybody had a rifle, and it could be anything, it doesn't have to be a .223. If you can get a good buy on a semi-automatic Chinese or Romanian or Egyptian deer gun, okay, you know, a 7.62 but 39, more people been done with that than ever. My old guy that I was used to go to the gun store, he was my good buddy who used to sell me guns years ago when I was able to buy them when I was working. But he said, this right here, this is for peasants. You can't screw it up. You get water, you get sand, you get mud in it. You just rack the slide, take out the magazine, rack the slide, dump the water out of it, take a bore brush in there and clean the mud out. And he said, even if you don't do that, you can just dump the water out, dump the sand out the top of the barrel, put your magazine back in, pull the trigger, and that sucker will fire. He said, this gun has killed more people in the world than any other thing in any war. And it's for peasants, for people who are stupid and like me who don't know how to clean stuff quite as well as they should. Or doesn't have the ability, the gunsmithing ability to change stuff or to do stuff. Something very simple. And if you're real good and you got all the skills and all that, then get the real sophisticated stuff, you know? But I'm going to tell you what, when a push comes to shove, I'm going to grab the stuff that I got 30 or 40 rounds of action, you know, and I just pull it back and let it go. But one step at a time. One step at a time. Incidentally, the Texas judge stopped it. But if you're a veteran, and you lost the ability to use one arm, or you don't have that arm anymore, or only a portion of the arm, you don't have your hand. If you've got a pistol with a piece of plastic on it that allows you to shoot it one-armed, you know, and you use it as a brace, if you have that brace on there supposedly after yesterday, and you didn't sell it, turn it in, or register it with the government, you see, then you were going to be a felon and subject to 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Well, one judge in Texas stopped that, but that's about it. And that, they figured, was over 40 million Americans potentially would become felons overnight for something that was totally legal when they bought it. And then there were all kind of, prognostications and information from the bad app back then. Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. Perfectly legal. And then now they want to take that and then put you in a concentration camp. Because they want to go after those people who might, as Solzhenitsyn said, let's just read old Solzhe again, huh? They can't ever believe this. And how we burned in the camps later thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family. Or if during periods of mass arrests, as for example, Leningrad, that's St. Petersburg today, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, it was probably 200,000 people. People had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step, step, step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or perhaps firearms in the last place you can own them in America. And whatever else was at hand, the organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards. Solzhenitsyn would tell you to put the ambush on the downstairs porch or on the hall. And even if you don't have a firearm, you got a Louisville Slugger or one of them Japanese bongo bats, fungo bats, funga, or whatever they call them, metal ones. Or if you got you a good hatchet or a ball peen hammer or whatever it might be. Then you set up in the downstairs hall. And when they come to do their arrest, they go on door to door to do it. Then whatever it is, you got nothing left to lose. All right? Make them pay. And I read to you many times, Brother Evenson and I read years ago. We read right from their documentation of it, didn't we? We read right from the documentation. What was the thing here? It was back during when they were about to have the collapse of all of our economy back then. When the stock market went down, when all the banks were failing. Domestic insurgency in the Declaration of Martial Law, 12 October 2008. And it's like a 50-page document telling you all the stuff they're going to do to you. You know, all the type of things, telling you about all the type of resistors, you know, and all the different stuff. And what about unlawful gatherings and all these things and all the different stuff, you see? Cordon and search is what they intend to do. So they're going to start down at the end of the block or at the end of the road, and they're going to come house by house. And they'll come in their deuce and a halves or whatever they got. And they'll have a mechanized, you know, tank or something there, and they'll have all kind of, you know, hut, hut, hut boys coming. Maybe they're Chinese to help hands across the water, don't you? For Red China Cho will bring in the Chinese mojo boys, don't you know, to take the Americans' guns and attack them and send them to the camps. All right? This is a preparation weekend. It's going to be one that you're going to do because supposedly Red China Joe is going to tell you how wonderful it is. Now, I looked at, saw somebody talk about a statistic. on Kabuto. Charles Payne was telling Kabuto they were talking about the unemployment rate, how it's, you know, went up, but the number of jobs created was X number, 339,000. It was a big gang and all that. And Charles Payne said, you know, but the thing is that between 20 and 55, the number of people involved in the job market, the, in other words, the percentages of people that are there, the participation is way, way low. It's gone up a little bit, but it's way low. He said something like about almost like only 36%. Now, I'd have to review that because I don't know if he was talking about that there were 36% of the people weren't working or if that was all that was participating. But the economy, all the big branches, all the big corporations are laying off tens of thousands of people. You can't buy a car. And if you go, I had to get the truck fixed the other day, and I went down there, and all the cars in the lot are electric. At a Chevrolet, you can't even hardly get anything that ain't electric anymore. Well, heck with that. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk in there, and I hope you do. Most needed and welcome. Federal Reserve notes. A little bit of silver. A little bit of gold or a check. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000. And ladies and gentlemen, Brother Steve Quayle can get you gold or silver quick. And if you've got your preps done, as Steve would tell you, if you got most all your preps done, then buy some gold and silver. And because the dollar is not going to be much very long. And they're already talking about how there's 120 countries want to join the BRICS nations. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, the BRICS, who have started their own bid for a currency or to use the Chinese yuan. And I guess Saudi Arabia and the Emirates and all the different places in the oil patch want to join up along with other countries, South America and Africa want to join the BRICS and to get away from using the dollar. When they do that, the dollar collapses, you see. And then all these people want to come against you. So you need to have the water purification, the Berkeys with the black Berkey filters, the storage containers for the water that you can carry. Stackable, stack them up. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy. Food. Mountain House, Alpenair, Wise, whatever it might be, you know, whatever it might be. The AI, they're saying there's a 50% that AI will wipe out all of humanity. Lord Jesus, that's why I pray, Lord Jesus, make us have the ability to outsmart the AI, to have greater intelligence and greater ability to process information and to act quickly upon it. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. And meanwhile, this federal government is putting money to study cats on Russian treadmills. And supporting Pride of the Month drag queen story hours in the local, you know, schools and the local libraries. Brother Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you. And get some gold and silver coming towards you. Get his private briefings. Subscribe to it. And any book of Steve's that they still have on hand, buy that book. get it sent to you, because that is going to be at some point in time. You're going to be in a small cave. You're going to be in a little shack or a little line cabin or something out in the bush. You're going to try to hide your fire in a small way from the drones and the planes and the stuff above. But you're going to have enough light and enough light from your lantern or your oil lamp, oil for your lamp, just like Matthew 25 says. Figure out how many hours of light you need a night. Was it 4 or 5? Figure out how much is held in each of the containers, you know, the tanks of the Dietz lanterns or the Petromaxes or whatever. And get you enough lamp oil. Lamp oil. I prefer the lamp oil as to the kerosene, although I do have some kerosene as well. But get you the lamp oil, and you can use olive oil. But there's a shortage of olive oil, so if you haven't known that, you need to buy olive oil. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com or 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. And Lord Jesus, thank you for bringing Brother Dave Neunemaker out of his surgery. And that's one of the reasons we prayed last night. Lord Jesus, let's pray again. Lord, will you go to Dave? Will you go to Mr. Neunemaker? Will you go also to his wife, Debbie? Will you go to the Neunemakers, Lord? And will you today provide them with medical miracles? Medical miracles, Lord. Touch them right now so that they know it's you. Touch them so that they can feel you. Touch them so they know 100% it's you. And restore Dave, restore Debbie back to full fighting health. But nevertheless, they are still getting the books and the Bibles, the songbooks and the Bibles printed in the languages of the mountain yards, the yards, as they used to call them. The mountain people in Indochina, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, the Shan states of China, and Burma. You like to contribute to that effort, and they're on fire for the Lord over there in those mountains. Neunemaker, Neunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania. That's with a Y, 17067. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for our Father in Heaven. Stand for the Lord Jesus. And for your Bill of Rights, and to protect your family, your farms, your ranches, your businesses, your vehicles, everything. Mighty men and women of valor, the MMB, strike blows with your high technology weapons from space against those who are the enemies of Lord Jesus. And the enemies of the Constitution of America. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Check out for, you know, Lieutenant Tanner. Mickey Lapua, best by test, baby. Stay on the optics and squeeze that trigger, Mickey. Road and track and Little L. Friday night fights, huh? Friday night fights. Go and do a little sparring and do some exercises. And Old Hawk likes that elbow in the Muay Thai. He likes that Muay Thai elbow, followed with a knee from the opposite side and a hook. Keep your studies up as well, and your mommy.